This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the watchman's report. Hear this, people of Israel, for the whirlwind is upon us. The foundations tremble, and the signs of the times shout from the mountains. Do not mistake the current economic upheavals for mere cycles of trade. This is a dismantling, a reordering orchestrated by the hand of Yahuwah. For generations, the financial power of Babylon has held sway over the nations, a system built upon usury and deceit, a spiritual force echoing the ancient rebellion against Yahuwah's kingship. Now the nations turn from the dollar, seeking alternative systems of exchange, speaking of de-dollarization, of breaking free. Understand this. Yahuwah is exposing the nakedness of Babylon, revealing the emptiness at the heart of a system built on debt and illusion. This isn't sudden collapse but erosion, a chipping away at foundations, as Isaiah foretold of the glory of kingdoms brought low. But this shifting of economic sands is not random. It is a precursor, a symptom of a larger realignment. The East is rising, yes, but do not be deceived into thinking this a simple transfer of power. Yahuwah is using the nations as instruments, and within this rising tide, we see the hand of Edom ever present, ever manipulating. Consider the recent cancellation of the U.S. visit to Pakistan, ostensibly over a new proposal regarding Iran. A thinly veiled attempt to justify further interference, a calculated escalation to sow discord and maintain control. This is Edom's playbook, repeated throughout history: destabilize, control, prevent the true return of scattered Israel. The modern state of Israel, a creation of Edom, benefits directly from these conflicts, solidifying its illegitimate claim to Yahuwah's holy land through manufactured crises. This is an isolated incident. Look to the Strait of Hormuz, where tensions threaten a global food crisis. The UN frets over logistics, but we, the watchmen, see Yahuwah's hand upon the nations. The turmoil is not merely a logistical challenge. It is a direct result of the escalating tensions fueled by the Zionist state and its Edomite backers. For generations, Israel has endured the consequences of disobedience, as outlined in Deuteronomy 28. While the modern state postures and provokes, the true Israel remains in exile, awaiting restoration. The disruption of trade routes is a manifestation of his judgment, a shaking of the foundations of a corrupt system. The nations, blinded by wealth and power, fail to understand Yahuwah controls the seas and the harvest. And what of the so-called diplomatic efforts? Iran extends a framework for negotiation, a gesture dismissed by the United States. Do not mistake this for a sudden awakening to peace. It is a calculated move, a dance of Edom attempting to secure its position as the age draws to a close. The trust gap, as the world press calls it, is not merely diplomatic rhetoric, it's a reflection of centuries of broken covenants and deceit. The West, steeped in the ways of Esau, consistently prioritizes self-interest. To believe a new framework will alter this fundamental character is delusion. This posturing occurs even as Israel continues to defy Yahuwah's law and occupy land not rightfully theirs. Scattered Israel must not be deceived. Our focus must remain on returning to the covenant, preparing spiritually and physically for the coming tribulation. The pattern repeats. Israel provokes Iran, while the Trump regime dismantles diplomatic channels, rejecting Iranian conditions for dialogue, paving the way for aggression. This isn't a failure of diplomacy, it's the intended outcome. The timing is critical, coinciding with Iranian attempts at regional diplomacy. This coordinated effort demonstrates a clear strategy: to isolate Iran, manufacture a crisis, and justify military intervention. The international community remains largely silent, complicit in Edom's machinations. We, the remnant, must not be deceived by Western media narratives. This conflict isn't about security, it's about control of the ancient inheritance lands, establishing a new world order rooted in Babylonian idolatry. The modern state of Israel is a tool of this system, a false flag obscuring the true enemy, the forces of darkness arrayed against Yahuwah and his covenant people. The cancellation of U.S. envoys' trips is a calculated signal. Trump, acting as a vessel for Edomite influence, has signaled his intent to pursue a military solution. This will draw Israel into the vortex, further scattering the tribes, delaying the true restoration. This is the culmination of generations of deception, a final attempt to thwart Yahuwah's plan for his people. We are called to be watchmen, to discern the signs of the times, to warn the people of Israel of the dangers that lie ahead. Do not be lulled into complacency by false promises of peace or security. The time is near. The hour is late. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.